and welcome back to In the Nest, your front row seats to Emmaus Athletics. I'm your co-host, Shane Douglas, here with
Matthew Tomlinson.
Yes?
I think so, Shane. Okay.
Matthew that Tomlinson.
That's me.
I am Tony Gonzalez. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Shane. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. We've been pretty distant this last 2 weeks.
Weren't
able to give you guys a pre-conference podcast that is on us. Again, it's just
schedule's been super crazy, super
crazy
hectic.
With travel, crazy with visits, crazy just busyness, not getting to will his hours and get paid. So he's more disappointed than everybody else.
Yeah,
you know, he's missing out on a $7. So. But how you been? How you been?
13.
Okay.
I've been good. It's been getting over this cold that's been going around.
Dude.
Basketball season's coming to a close. And then, you know, as you know, our enrollment schedule really takes off with conferences here, there, everywhere. So,
oh, yeah.
Our third class is coming to a close, Shane, for the master's program.
I don't want
to
talk about it.
Crazy to think about that.
I don't want to talk about it. It's a crazy week for us this week.
It is. It's so crazy.
18-page paper due. It's just a little crazy.
Help.
Yeah.
No, that's good, though. I mean, it was nice last week. The weather was super nice. It was in the upper 50s, but then this week it dropped back down to, like, in the mid-20s. So,
were you able to turn in the paper for Monday?
For Monday? I mean, I'll be able to get turned in on Monday.
Okay. Yes. I meant last Monday, but okay. Matt won't. That's between him and the Lord. Okay. it's been crazy for Emmaus Athletics. Matt has been sick, so if he's coughing, you can see that. You will witness it possibly here during this podcast. If you cough over there. Don't cough towards me. Don't do that, dude. He was doing it all before our pre-show.
No,
but
not that bad.
Women's basketball, man. So let's talk. We got a lot to recap for women's basketball into conference. Going in pretty strong into conference. Finished the season all right. Thoughts?
All right. All right.
Sure.
No, big win for the ladies. The week prior to conference, the Saturday before conference, they beat Ozark, the defending national champions, the defending conference champions, beat them for the first time since, I think it was like 2017 or something like that.
Wow.
So huge win.
And did Ozark bring back a lot of, did they bring back a lot of
girls? They
only
lost one person.
Okay.
I mean, she was their best player last year, but they brought back basically everyone.
Wow.
So huge win for them going into conference. For them specifically, they opened up as tied for regular season runners up.
Mm-hmm.
So which was a pretty great accomplishment. I believe they ended up being the third seed for conference, I believe, playing CCCB, who they beat twice in the regular season. Had a lot of good opportunities against them first round. Just the ball would not go through the rim.
Yeah.
The ball would not go through the net, and CCCB ended up pulling an upset, which was unfortunate, but the girls played, the ladies played pretty good. I just couldn't close it out there at the end.
Yeah.
And so then they got to play Faith on Saturday for the fifth place game and won by 1 point. Marina Keck had a game-winning block the buzzer.
Epic.
Which was really cool.
Go watch it back. Go watch it back.
Yeah, Rachel Barrett and Marina Keck both received first-team all-conference awards. So big shout out and congratulations to them. What a great accomplishment.
And only playing like
Marina Pulich playing this semester.
Just one semester. Like, and she got first team. There we go.
Yeah, so it's cool. So like right now the ladies are, I believe they're 10th in the power ratings right now, which is really cool. Highest they've been in quite some time.
Oh yeah.
So looking forward to that to see, you know, what happens this upcoming, you know, several days since most of the regions play this weekend. And there's a couple that play, I think, at the beginning of next week. So, you know, depending on what happens or who beats who or, you know, say they don't. But, like, there's a good chance that they could get an automatic bid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good weekend for them. Unfortunately, they only got 2 games because there was only 6 women's teams for the MCCC conference. But nice to see them pull out that win against Faith to beat them for the third time this season.
Let's not worry about an automatic bid, and let's worry about winning regionals, which we are hosting this week.
Today.
Oh!
Hey, that was cool. That was great.
We did not plan.
Nope. But yeah, today. Well, today for
that
the men's,
was so stupid.
And then tomorrow for the women's team.
We just woke somebody up. Somebody was like not listening to us.
Hopefully,
Andy
didn't fall off the couch.
Ooh, Mary Ellen, go check on Andy.
Please.
But okay, either way, yes, today we're hosting.
We are hosting, yep.
Regional tournament.
Midwest Regional Tournament. There are six men's teams.
Division
and
two.
There are Division two, yep. Six
not
men's
division
teams
three.
And four women's teams. Mm-hmm. So the women.
Four women teams.
Yep. So our Eagles, our women's team, is going into the tournament as the one seed. Mm-hmm. Matchup against Maranatha, who we've beaten twice this year. First game by 42 points, second game by 44 points. So the trend keeps going. Should be by 46 points. So on this other bracket, we play them to go to the championship game.
A vicious matchup.
And then on the other side, Great Lakes plays Grace.
Yes.
And so we haven't played Great Lakes this year. We played both Maranatha, beat them twice, and then played Grace and beat them already. So speculation is it'll probably be Emmaus versus Great Lakes in the championship game, which is going to be on Saturday morning at noon. So, which will be the first time we've been in the regional championship game in a while.
We want to win. We want to bring home a banner.
A banner,
we want
to add more banners.
We want to add those banners right there.
And they got to follow up what the women's volleyball team did. So, and it's super exciting for them this week. They have a tremendous opportunity to go out there and take care of business and you know, win a regional championship, which would be huge for this team.
The Great Lakes. Do you know how Great Lakes looks this year for the women's team?
I believe so. They are the two seed in the region. I believe that they won regionals last year for the women. They're tough. They're tough for sure. Mm-hmm. I think both teams will match up well against each other
because
there's some talent, there's some speed, there's some height. And so I have not seen them play, but just knowing how Great Lakes.
Keeping up with them through their records,
the years,
stats.
And stuff like that, yeah.
Looking at
the
national
stats. A lot of
stats.
Very similar comparison on scores on similar opponents. Mm-hmm. So.
They will always be the challenge for all of our athletic program or our entire athletic program.
At least for basketball.
Our athletic teams it runs through Michigan. Mm-hmm. It runs through Michigan right now for Great Lakes through Grace. Kuiper's been growing their athletic program, which is awesome. Looking forward towards the day, maybe in a few years, it's going to have to run through Dubuque, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does this year.
Hey, it does. It literally, we're the one seed for women's. So that's going to be
because next year regionals will be at Kuiper. So,
okay, there we go. Sweet. And they just started an athletic program. So, freshly new. And so we're no longer the
newbie.
Yeah. We're no longer. Yeah. Hey.
Hey, look at that.
That's good. But it's going to be, huge. It's really good it's awesome to see how the team is, could we say they're finally healthy? Right?
No.
Going into this game. Like, obviously, with the loss of Hannah Kreiner for the season.
Yep.
But everyone else has. Yeah.
Amelia should be back this weekend, and that would be huge because she is a game changer.
Yeah. She was.
She's not 100%, she's not 100%, but she's getting back. So,
So better than she was at conference. Was able to play a little bit at conference during.
And 30% Amelia out there is still better than a lot of 100% players.
Able to play during the Ozark game as well for a little bit. We know Coach Kennard had a lot to say about that. Happy that his team was able to come together, defeat Ozark, the defending national champions, and. You know, take that momentum into conference. Didn't pan out to what they wanted, but now we can shift gears to regional play. Being home,
the best part of basketball, or the best part about sports: win or go home.
Hey, win or go home. It's gonna be.
I love
we are home.
We talk about what Coach McHugh says from time to time. How at the end of the year, his goal is to end someone's season.
Yeah,
and honestly, that's our goal, especially for both teams.
Yeah,
that get Maranatha. Mm-hmm. We'd more than anything, love to end their season. But yeah, tonight. At 6 p.m. is the awards ceremony for both the men's and the women's.
Awesome.
I've heard that the women cleaned up on the awards, so stay tuned for that later today or tomorrow on postings on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we've celebrated two seniors, I believe, for the women's team.
Yep, Rachel Barrett is a senior, and then manager Destiny Q, who was also a player last year, are both graduating this year. So really sad to see them both go. Both have had a great impact on the program in different ways, but both are great young ladies and excited to see where the Lord takes them after this.
It'll be sad to lose both of them. Destiny's what she brought to the team as a manager with the community, the atmosphere. But then also with Rachel, you know, Mrs. Double Digits.
Mrs. Double Double.
There it is.
That first game, she had 26 points and 18 rebounds or something like that. So, yeah.
Come on. Come back. Come back, maybe. But so we're really, really looking forward to this weekend. Winner goes on to the national tournament. It's going to be exciting.
Yep. So 1 p.m. on Friday, our Lady Eagles take on Maranatha Baptist Sabercats at 1 p.m.
Oh.
12 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Oh, is that Eastern? Okay, sure.
It should be 1 o'clock because it's 1. It's 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Hey.
Unless they changed it.
We posted 12, but.
Is it 12, 2, 4, and 6?
It's for Friday.
For Friday.
Or not Friday. Yeah. What's today's date? Oh, no. They play at 1 p.m. Friday, but Saturday the championship game is at 12.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah, so 1 p.m. on Friday, and then they play Maranatha, and then most likely Great Lakes in the championship game there at 12 p.m.
If we can get past Maranatha, of course.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. So yeah. We'll see.
It'd be great. It'd be great to sweep them again.
It would be. It would be awesome.
Again. There's so much pettiness between Maranatha and Emmaus right now, and I don't even know if it's like on Maranatha. It's always between both. Like,
I mean, they did say that they're we're going into a huge hostile environment at Emmaus. Yeah, so I don't even know what that even means. But
I don't know what's going on with them. And then last year they said a rare loss, and we beat them in every sport, every game last year
except for one.
We drew in soccer in one match, beat them in the other, and then men's lost to them in the...
Our injured men's team lost.
Exactly.
Regionals last year.
And, like, speaking of men, they're injured again this year, you know, losing Collier, which is really tough. And I think that really reflects a lot of kind of having to change up your entire team halfway through the season, losing Collier, and then... But it was really awesome to see them kind of come back, get some momentum into the conference tournament. Getting more momentum in the conference tournament to come into regional play, Matt. How's it been?
Yes, Shane, I agree. No, that's like the mentality of like next man up has been huge this year because, yeah, the injury bug has been at it again, unfortunately. But when guys have gotten opportunity, they have stepped up, and that's been encouraging to see. Especially the week before conference for us, we played Calvary and we played Ozark. And, you know, we were coming off a 9-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. And then played Ozark, played Calvary Friday night, and we lost them by, I think, 13 maybe at their place earlier in the season, but we ended up winning by like 28 points, just had a offensive onslaught, and that was super cool to see. Like, it's a lot of fun when shots go in, Shane. Mm-hmm. And then turned around the next day and played Ozark and hadn't beaten them since my senior year. My senior year was the last year we beat them in 2017 as well.
Wow.
And beat them by 38 points.
Dang.
It was crazy. It was awesome. Like,
that game itself really shows what this men's team can do when they mm-hmm. come together, when they can play together, and things are just clicking.
Yes. And it was really cool that game because that was senior night, Saturday against Ozark. And all three seniors on our team, so Josh Stewart, Eli Mackey, and Lucas Leslie.
Yeah.
All three leading scorers in that game.
Dude, Lucas was so going cool. off in
it
that
was
game.
Awesome. It was so fun. It was so fun to see the, their excitement and just like finally the streak ended and having that momentum going into the conference tournament where we were the 6th seed playing Central, the 3 seed, which was funny because that was the flipped seeding last year when we were the 3 seed and Central was the 6th seed and they upset us. But yeah, going into that game, great 30 minutes. We were up 6 points, 30 minutes into the game with 10 minutes left in the second half mm-hmm. and then just kind of hit a big banana peel, and it was a...
A big banana peel.
Big banana peel. It was
I've never heard that before. I've heard banana peel.
I mean, Mario Kart, but...
A big one.
A big one. We went up from up 6 to down 30 in like 7 minutes, and it was like, we couldn't make anything, and they made everything, and it was... it was really tough. It was really sad and unfortunate, but, you know, hey, that's basketball. Basketball is a big game of runs, and they were the team, like... We were the team the week before that hit all the runs against Calvary and Ozark, and then Central came and did that against us. So that bumped us to the consolation game or the bracket, and so we ended up playing Barclay on Friday, and we had beaten them already twice this year. And it was a pretty close game throughout the first half and into the second half, and then we went on a really quick, like, 11-0 run. Josh hit 3 threes in a row. Mm-hmm. Which was really cool to see. We ended up pulling out a win against them by, I think it was like 9 or 11. I can't remember. which was awesome that we'd be able to beat them three times. And we played the host team Calvary, because that's where conference was, in the fifth place game. And ended up, man, they just, it was a super physical game. It was so physical. And they just kind of beat the daylights out of, like, in the post and up and down the court, just kind of beat the daylights out of each other. And they made more shots than we could actually.
Because they were on a good net.
They were on a good net. Yeah, at halftime, the net ripped, which is an excuse, but the net ripped. So we were shooting on a basket with a ripped net, like, from the part of it. So, like, when you look at it, you just see it, part of it hanging down. But yeah, so that was unfortunate that happened. But I think it was a good reminder of the physicality that we need to have, especially going into regional basketball, where we are taking on Maranatha tonight at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've already lost them twice this year.
It's tough.
By 4 points each time. Four points at their place. 4 points at our place. And so it was just a good reminder, like, yo, like, got to be tough. We got to be physical because they're going to be physical. We just have to rise to the occasion to that. And so I'm excited because, you know, postseason basketball, anything can happen. And I think we have a great shot to.
I mean, look what happened last year.
Right.
We had one of the better teams. The team last year, they broke a record for most wins in a regular season. Our men's basketball team.
Well, just period. Ever.
There it is. And we go into the regional play, having already swept Maranatha, and Maranatha was able to, of course, you know, we had some injuries, but Maranatha was able to, our team was still capable of competing and going far in the tournament without those injuries in play. And Maranatha was able to, you know, take advantage of that and play a really great game of ball.
Yeah. Because we are, so Grace, or Great Lakes and Grace, Great Lakes is the one seed, Grace is the two seed. They both get byes. And then we're the four seed playing the five seed Maranatha. And then Kuiper is the third seed and playing the six seed Moody.
Which is going to be, I wonder how those teams have reacted to the seeding, the power seeding in for regional play this year, with us being ranked fourth, yet losing twice to Maranatha, Maranatha being ranked fifth.
Right.
And then also losing to Moody.
Splitting with them, yeah.
Splitting, but yeah, losing them at their place.
And it just wins. I mean,
Moody being sixth.
I mean, we have 9 wins on the season, and they have the formula or whatever, how it is. I forgot to mention, Eli Mackey was honorable mention all conference.
Yes. So, yeah. And then what about for women's?
For women, it was Rachel and
Marina. Oh, yeah, we mentioned that one. And then we had the runner-up.
Yep.
So I thought we were, we can't talk about what this week's going to be yet. But we'll bring all the plaques in here to show you guys next week.
There'll be a lot of them. I'm so, like, we don't have to travel, which is so nice.
Yeah.
Like, we get to host a tournament. We get to have a home environment for our games. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for tomorrow night just to see the students come out. It sounds like ESU has been cooking some stuff to get some more student involvement, especially today because that's – the last guaranteed game of the season.
Last guaranteed
game. You lose and your season's over. Uh-huh. You win. Survive in advance. Survive in advance, baby.
And we don't want to go home because we already are home.
We already are home, exactly. You know, so. Want to send some teams home.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. We want to give teams some a long car ride.
Yes.
Long car ride home.
Please.
That's crazy.
Let's go.
I mean, what we said earlier is in our regional play for majority of the sports, it always runs through Michigan with Grace and Great Lakes being very well-established athletic programs. But to this year, physically, literally, it runs through Dubuque, Iowa. Let's have our men's and women's team really show that and represent Emmaus Eagles well and go out there and get some wins.
Yes. So
especially today,
tonight at
7
p.m., we'd love for you to come out and show your Eagle support tomorrow if you can at 1 p.m. If we win tonight, the men's team will also play at 7 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the women's team will play at noon on Saturday for the Midwest Regional Championship game. Winner gets to go to Nationals, which will be in Michigan or in Minnesota this year.
It's in Minnesota. Where?
Crown? It's at Crown. Because they've been flipping back and forth. North Central, like this year, it's North Central guys, Crown girls, I believe. Okay. Last year was flipped. But yeah, we'll love your guys' support. Come out there. Obviously, the games will be live streamed on our YouTube. So we'll love the support there. But Come back if you're in town. Come back to campus. Come to campus to come support the last guaranteed games for basketball.
It's going to be a fun one. Hopefully our guys can carry that momentum they had beating Ozark in the last game of the season. Conference being able – that was a huge energy game in conference when we beat Barclay. And it was so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Seeing you guys like – when Josh was hitting all the threes, just the reactions from the bench. It's just awesome.
It was.
I miss it, you know, and I miss seeing that, you know, from our men's and women's team when we're on a roll and things are working, things are clicking. This year it's been really tough, but it's going to be so rewarding to see what happens. If they can give it all they got tonight and tomorrow, this weekend as a whole, to be rewarded with a win, that would be awesome. It'd be excellent. So cool. But of course, you know, we need your support, like Matt is saying. We need you alum. We need you students to come on out. Pack the Jack, but pack Pollard, man. Mm-hmm. We got Phil a pack Pollard. We have a
get that Chick-fil-A.
That's it.
Get
you that know, Chick-fil-A. This is part of our fast break for today. Will.
Fast break.
So we're going to have a quick fast break today. We had a lot to talk about and summarize and a lot to do. I mean, it's regional. It's regional weekend, baby. Let's go. But there's not really like a good fast break other than the competition for tomorrow. So what our student life is doing is the first 125 fans, not just students, fans. Through
someone
the door.
Someone with a big family is going to come. Dude. The family's going to eat.
The first 125 fans through the door get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. So if you are...
I think it's a coupon.
It might be.
It's either a coupon or it's an actual sandwich. I don't remember. Well, yeah.
I mean, it would be great to be handed a sandwich.
That would be...
But so if you are someone who has a family that wants to eat Chick-fil-A, come out. To Emmaus
come
University.
Come support the men's basketball team and get some Chick-fil-A.
That will be 7 p.m. tomorrow, like Matt was saying. Doors open at 6:30. So
Tim Hawkinson.
You got to be in the line at 6:30. And if you are already watching a previous game, then just get back in line at 6:30.
I'll get there early because I heard rumor that there's going to be a bunch of Maranatha fans that are coming down. So get there before they do.
The President Boom himself is going to be camping out. He's going to put up a tent. Outside the door.
I can't wait to see that.
And he's going to, you know, be waiting for that. He's not going to do that, but that'd be awesome.
We were joking at lunch about him doing that.
It's true. But, Will, you got to put up this photo of all the students eating Chick-fil-A. It's such a great photo.
Is, isn't it?
Now, Matt, you're going to have to use this photo, Will. But, Matt, you've seen this photo. Okay. You love this photo. How many Chick-fil-A sandwiches are in this photo?
There's, what, 4, and then there's 14. 14?
What do you say, Will?
14?
No, it's not 14.
Ah.
One more guess. I'll let you look at it, and then you're done.
Oh, that was quick.
And you're blind right now.
I know. There's 19. No, 18. 18.
There are 20 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. There's one, like, really hidden. In the back, somebody's holding it.
I love the one where the image is someone is feeding Jaden because Jaden's holding his sandwich up and then someone's...
Oh, they are. I didn't even realize that.
So funny.
Wait, is there 19? I might have messed this up.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3.
I said 19 and I second-guessed myself. But tomorrow...
No, there's 20.
There will be 125 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
It's true. So really fun photo. Good job to Emmaus marketing team.
That
love
was pretty
that.
Good.
I saw that on Instagram. I'm like, did we really just post that? That is awesome. That's fun stuff. So speaking of Emmaus and marketing and fun videos and pictures, Discover Emmaus Weekend is coming up.
Yes.
March 26th to the 28th. Registrations are firing out right
they
now.
Are. Spots
Everyone.
Are filling up. So if you want to come out to Discover Man's Weekend, you better sign up quick before spots are no longer available because we're full at capacity.
Great weekend to get away. Great weekend to be encouraged in the Word of God. Come to a worship concert as well. Get to know people from, you know, around your area, around the nation, sometimes around the world. But ultimately, really cool to see if Emmaus is a place the Lord is leading you or even a Christian school like Emmaus. So it's kind of giving you an experience of Emmaus. A whole school year of Emmaus condensed in one weekend. So come on out. Come to chapel. You get to go to class to stay in the dorm rooms. You get free Chick-fil-A again.
Chick-fil-A. And if you know anyone or have any friends that have kids that you think would be interested, send them our way. Send them the link, www.emmaus.edu/dew.
And you were like going through a tunnel there. Like it was. Kept breaking up. I couldn't. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Nice. That's funny. Ah.
I was prepared. He's going to hit me. All right, guys. Well, we're thankful for you guys listening. We're thankful for you guys making us a part of your day. We hope to be here consistently as much as possible as the Lord leads and as right. we're in the office. So thank you again for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your love and your support. So shout out to you fans. Matt. Yes. Man, ooh, regional weekend.
Let's go against our rivals.
What weekend? What day is it today?
Shane Douglas.
Yes, Matthew.
Today is a great day to be an Emmaus Eagle.
See you next week.
Vote Ashton DeVos, ESU president.
No shout out to James? That's crazy.